Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for scheduling this important hearing on Amtrak and the witnesses for being here today. I certainly consider myself a big supporter of Amtrak funding and Amtrak reauthorization, and also consider myself a big supporter of the chairman's initiative to make sure that that expansion or rework of Amtrak Sunset Limited Service to the Gulf Coast is reestablished. I know how important this is to the state of Washington and having Amtrak services, and I hope that we can continue to make Amtrak a priority within this committee. I want to thank the witnesses for being here today and to talk about Amtrak services in an era when we see an increasing pace of global commerce, more trains than ever before in my state. Our trade economy relies on these methods of transportation to our ports, which the chairman is also a big supporter, and appreciate his many years of leadership on port infrastructure financing. These issues are what plague us every day in the state of Washington. We have communities that have Amtrak services, and yet we also have freight congestion and at-grade crossings that make our challenges even more complex. One example of this is Pine Roads in Spokane Valley. 56 freight and 2 passenger trains pass through there, creating 3 hours of rail-related closures daily. That means that the challenge of moving people and moving freight in our region, as we are a gateway to the Pacific, is becoming more and more challenging. 3 hours every day when traffic is interrupted, 3 hours every day when accidents between cars and trains are more likely, and 3 hours a day when emergency vehicles are blocked from getting where they need to go. And this is a problem that is only going to get more challenging as our trade economy continues to grow. In 2014, 121 million tons of freight were shipped by Washington railroads. By 2035, that number is expected to double. So at intersections like Pine Roads, and train traffic will increase. Right now, 56 trains pass through Pine Roads every day, but by 2035, that will grow to 114. So this issue of making sure that we have strong federal support for Amtrak and also funding for freight rail infrastructure, which is instrumental in making sure that passenger and freight run very safely, more efficiently, and reliable, is a big priority. We need to build on the proven federal rail initiatives like CRISI, which just provide a grant to improve the Pine Street intersection, but we also need to make sure that in the next Surface Transportation Act, we consider other ways in which we can help communities with at-grade crossings. And safety must remain a top priority. The need for safety was driven home by the 2017 Amtrak crash near DuPont in the state of Washington. I am concerned that we need to continue to make sure that we are having situational awareness and the challenges that come with participating in a busy transportation corridor. I know that everybody is now trying to figure out how to get these people and products and services to places in a timely fashion, but we need to make safety a top priority. Obviously, positive train control, which we know is being implemented, is a key component of that. And as we consider the number of freight trains coming through and the impacts on the daily lives, we need to make sure that we've learned the lessons from the DuPont accident and everything that comes with it. So I hope my colleagues will continue to push the implementation of positive train control throughout the United States. I know where we are in the state of Washington, which is getting that job done, but we need to make sure we're doing this on a national basis as well. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, for this important hearing.
Thank you.